speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, June 22nd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and we see the Chick-fil-A yesterday for Sunday. They were open for the first time, but for blacks only. Actually, this is a satire from the Babylon Bee, spot on, quoting the woke CEO of Chick-fil-A, Dan Cathay, saying, "We are leading the way towards racial reconciliation in this country. We're dedicated to providing blacks with a safe space so they can be properly honored." And so in that mindset, what they will now be doing is, when addressing white customers at Chick-fil-A, they will still say, "My pleasure," as they serve you. When addressing people of color, however, workers will now say, "My privilege," while kneeling respectfully. Respectfully. Yeah, this is the insanity that we're in right now. And I guess one of the most amazing things to come out of this, every day it gets crazier and crazier, doesn't it? And then I saw this article from the Wall Street Journal, "Eskimo Pie, to drop derogatory name." Now, who knew that this was a derogatory name, Eskimo? I did not know that. But it is the latest example of what I guess we could call now the snowflake cancel culture, because in snowflake land, you cannot use the term Eskimo. We've had Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's fired for the color of their skin. And now, says Elizabeth, the head of marketing for the people who make Eskimo pies now, "We're committed to being a part of the solution on racial equality. And we recognize the term Eskimo as derogatory." And so, by way of explanation, I looked further down the article. You see that Eskimo is a disparaging term for indigenous people of the Arctic regions. Who knew? Who knew? So I guess, what are they going to call it now? Will they call it indigenous people of the Arctic regions pie? I think I like Eskimo pie better. Maybe just snowflake pie. Or maybe you could call it chapter 13 pie. Maybe we ought to just stop buying these products from these woke corporations. Or maybe they could call it Cracker Jack pie, right? That was the other Babylon Bee article from last week. Cracker Jack had to change their name. Because, you know, it's a derogatory reference to white people. Oh, we don't care about that, do we? And then this. In Scotland, Scottish man is convicted of calling his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend a leprechaun. A leprechaun. The guy was Irish. He called him a leprechaun. And the UK said that convicted him of racially aggravated offense. Did you know that leprechauns are a race? I didn't even know they were real. I guess we're going to have to get rid of Lucky Charms mascot as well. They're going to have to find something else. Maybe they could call it Fighting Whitey's cereal or something, because we're not offended by that. there you go. Yeah, the bad leprechaun. As Jonathan Turley puts it, this is really another example of the metastasizing hate speech laws. As he said, once you create hate speech laws, because, you know, you hate speech, you hate free speech. Once you do that, you create an insatiable appetite for greater and greater speech regulation, and you create a sense of empowerment among citizens to silence those with whom they disagree. That's the mob mentality in essence right there. We'll talk more about that as we are now looking at what is happening with lockdown. We've got Fauci embracing his technocratic privilege of the dictatorship that is now in place, and he is still pushing that. And we'll also talk about what happened in Tulsa. More racial slurs and Marxist agendas coming up. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Monday, June 22nd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is now day 98. Day 98, we're getting close to 100 days of this insanity. Probably already hit it if you want to start with Friday the 13th. The last sane day that we had, because that was the day that those two smart people, Fauci and Burks, as Trump calls them, the two smart people, I call them wise guys, global mafia. That was the day that they handed President Trump the Imperial College's predictions of millions of people dead in the United States alone. 2 million people. And based on that, the advice of those two smart people, President Trump told everybody to lock down. And boy, we got a lot of people anxious to do that. Democrats. And they're not going to let us go either. I have to say, let my people go. Let my people go. I am sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of the charade. When we look at the Tulsa rally, there's a couple of issues we'll talk about with that. But it's absolutely amazing to see what is happening. President Trump needs to wake up and understand what he is doing to himself if he doesn't care what he's doing to this country. Got to stop this lockdown. Snarky remarks and tweets aren't going to do it, President Trump. You got to take some forceful action and actually show some leadership by firing Fauci and Burks. And not only that, discrediting their junk pseudoscience and putting an end to this burgeoning dictatorship of public health officials, which goes back to 9/11. This is a long-term plan that goes back 20 years to enact a real permanent lockdown of our lives, of our travel, of our economy, of our jobs. It's called the UN 2030 agenda. Absolutely clueless as to where this is going, or complicit. And yet, as we look at deaths, are we going to have a running total every day at the top of the Drudge Report about the number of people killed in Chicago because of the drug war? Are we going to have anything about that? Chicago shootings, at least another 70 shot over the weekend, 10 of them fatally, including 4 children, one of them a 3-year-old who was shot and killed. Is that a problem? Do you have to worry about that? No. It's good if they are on the right side politically. And, of course, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, her concern is not this. Her concern is about people meeting these people who are refugees from communism, from Romania. And they continue to meet in their churches because they know a precedent that is being set by these Marxist mayors like Lori Lightfoot, who want to make sure that they can shut down a church whenever they want. And that's what she's focused on. Not focusing on the shooting, but focusing on shutting down the churches. Because, you know, so many people are dying. You know, they had 70 people that came down with COVID-19 and 10 of them died. One of them a toddler because of the church's meeting. Oh, no. That was because of the gang violence. The gang violence that she turns a blind eye to. Yeah, it's a trap, General Mayor Akbar. 12 people shot in Minneapolis, where they are disbanding the police. In New York City, murders are spiking as residents flee for the suburbs because, you know, they can't be bothered to lock people up. They're letting the prisoners out, and they're closing the courts down. And so, you know, they're just free to roam. Not you. The other people. The criminals are free. You better stay locked down. De Blasio is going to put chains on the gates of selected playgrounds of the neighborhoods that he doesn't like because these people violated his orders to stay shut down. So he's going to chain lock their neighborhood playgrounds, but not the other ones. This is where we are. Yeah, we're going to be living with this for quite some time. Well into 2021, the coronavirus pandemic will be extended. Crows Bloomberg. And I said, people are fatigued. They mistakenly think that things are going away, said an infectious disease doctor, an associate professor of medicine at Duke University. Cameron Wolf said, we're going to have to figure out a way to live with this permanently because this is the new normal where doctors can lock up healthy people and we do whatever they say in a dictatorship. These unelected people who will tell us what risks we can have and which ones we cannot have. And they will tell you that you will stay under lock and key until they have their vaccine ready. And that should worry you. Because contrary to reports that I've seen, some of them sent to me, I've seen them also on social media, President Trump has not stopped the vaccine program. As a matter of fact, let's just put this in perspective. Bill Gates gave Moderna, the company that is the leading candidate for the vaccine, a company that has focused on genetic modification as a strategy for medicine, for pharmaceuticals, and for vaccines. They have never had a product that was approved for human use. Other pharmaceutical companies have rejected this method as being too dangerous. It is unproven. But this is a perfect opportunity for them because we don't care about proving the safety or the efficacy of this vaccine. It just has to be done quickly. And of course, if you don't care about those things, you can rush this out very, very quickly. And so Moderna, most people consider it not to be even a pharmaceutical company, but simply a stock market scam. Moderna was given $20 million by Bill Gates, but Moderna was given $456 million by President Trump. 22 times, almost 23 times what Bill Gates gave them. Who's the bigger vaccine pusher? And President Trump has given $1.2 billion to manufacture a vaccine, which is to be determined. We don't know what it's going to be. But whenever somebody comes up with something, we're ready to rush it out, 300 million doses of it. He paid to AstraZeneca. Let me tell you, this is a fundamental betrayal of everything I hold sacred, and you should hold it too. It is a fundamental betrayal of our life and our liberty to be pushing these vaccines like this in a way that is unproven and untested, and it has not been stopped at all. As a matter of fact, all these people crowing about the fact that we are going to push this well into 2021, mandatory masks have now begun in Scottsdale, Arizona, yesterday. They're escalating it. It's not coming down. It is escalating. In spite of the fact that the disease itself is going down. Even in Italy, you've got an Italian scientist saying the coronavirus has withered from an aggressive tiger to a wild cat. Let me tell you something. It was never an aggressive tiger. It was always a psyop, a pandemic, a propaganda narrative being sold by China. That was what was engineered. The propaganda narrative out of China. You could look at before we even got locked down here. Yeah, President Trump was shown the garbage model out of the Imperial College of London that couldn't even produce their computer model based on false assumptions, as epidemiologists exposed. But even the computer model itself, even if the assumptions were correct, It was absolute garbage code. It produced a different answer with the same input every time you ran it through. And when they were called on it by the college in Edinburgh, they said, well, just run it on a slower computer. It's like, what are you talking about? Do you even have a clue as to how a simulation works? They have preyed on the ignorance of the population and the power of the global media, tightly controlled by just a few individuals and social media, to do a blitzkrieg information war. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll also talk about the increasing racism being used by these Marxists, as they admit they are trained Marxists, the founders of Black Lives Matter. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Money.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UN, WHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
get the, really the collapse of the infection fatality rate of COVID-19. As the Zero Hedge puts it, despite the fact that the coronavirus is rapidly disappearing and its true infection fatality rate is in the exact same range as seasonal flu, politicians and government health officials seem determined to roll out the globalist new normal regime. We now know, and this is a fact, regardless of the alarmism that is promoted by mainstream media and the Drudge Report, the running cumulative total of presumed dead by COVID-19, including people that they've not even tested to see if they have COVID-19 present. And of course, the first part of the scam was that anybody that they claimed that they had tested who had COVID-19 didn't die with COVID-19, but they died from COVID-19. You make that the underlying cause of death. Well, then they went to the next level and said, we aren't even going to bother to test. We'll just presume that they have it. And so now people are not dying of heart attacks or any other kind of respiratory illness for quite some time. It became the number one cause of death, according to the CDC, and it was faithfully repeated by mainstream media and even many in the independent press repeated that. And yet the reality is that even if you accept the government statistics, what's happening? We got most of the people who are dying are in nursing homes. Most of the people who are dying are well beyond life expectancy. Why is this news? Did you realize? Let me break this to you. Did you realize, and I've said this many times, we're all going to die of something eventually, especially when we are past our life expectancy and we have multiple chronic conditions? This is not anything that we need to lock down the rest of the world for. What are we going to do? Just wait in our homes until death comes for us? Yeah, that's exactly what they want, because they're going to wait until you lock you down in your home until death comes for you in the form of a mandatory vaccine or an immunity passport, because you get your vaccine. And if you don't take your vaccine, you're going to be locked up. I had someone contact me over the weekend and said, you need to support President Trump because it's going to get even worse if we don't have President Trump. And I said to him, so what's going to happen? Well, you're going to get locked up. You know, we had somebody like Hillary Clinton, you'd be locked up. Okay, well, I think we're kind of locked up now. We didn't close the border. Hillary Clinton didn't get locked up, but we got the entire U.S. population locked up, the middle class eviscerated. How's that working out for us? Let me tell you something. I'm going to be locked up one way or the other. They might as well put me in a jail as to tell me that I can't leave my home and travel anywhere because I'm not taking the vaccine. I'm not taking the vaccine. I will not take the vaccine. I will not take the vaccine. So go ahead and lock me up, de facto. Oh, we're not locking you up. You can go anywhere you want. You just have to take the vaccine first. Well, not going to do it. As they write, Zero Hedge, the vast majority of the general population, not at risk at all. Mainly affects one specific demographic, over 70 years old, with chronic long-term health conditions, and people who are in nursing homes. Why are they in nursing homes? Because they're in such poor health that they can't take care of themselves. But they're dying, and so we have to lock down everybody. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has said that face masks will now be the new normal for commuters in London for at least a year. At least another year. He said, this is part of the new normal. The reality is that for the foreseeable future, I predict for the next year or so, wearing face coverings is going to become the new norm rather than the exception. The BBC said those who are unable to wear masks due to a disability will be able to signal to a driver or a conductor using, quote, a journey assistance card. Isn't that nice? It's a journey assistance card. It's not an immunity passport or a special permission to travel without having a mask, because, see, what they're doing is the mask, folks, is the placeholder, the surrogate for the vaccine. In the same way that the Green New Deal and all the environmental regulations were a placeholder for what got ushered in. Both of them, the same strategy is to enact the UN 2030 agenda. All of the different issues that they wanted by 2030 the lockdown, the permission to travel, total surveillance, eradication of jobs, massive unemployment, 50% or more, and then universal basic income to keep you from rioting and grabbing, as Michael Bloomberg said, the guillotines to kill them when you figure out what they've done to you. No, we're going to keep you happy. We're going to give you 5G. How about that? It'll soft kill you and entertain you at the same time. Isn't that great? And it'll keep everybody, we'll just keep them satisfied and happy and distracted until they're gone. So now they have this thing they call a journey assistance card to indicate that you have a valid reason. They will determine if you have a valid reason for not wearing a face mask, just like they'll determine that you have to have an immunity passport. And again, just like the vaccine, you have to, other people have to get it. It's not enough for you to wear the face mask. It's not enough for you to get the vaccine. Everybody else has to have it, or they're trying to kill you. And just as recently as March, we had Fauci admitting on 60 Minutes, quote, there is no reason to be walking around with a mask. And yet that is not what he's saying now. Now what Fauci is saying is Americans don't believe science. You know, science. That's the argument, just like AOC. Well, you have to do this because science. No explanation, no models, because they don't hold up to scrutiny. Oh, no, you just got to do it because of science. As a matter of fact, you can hear it from the Fauciist dictator's mouth himself, video clip number 6.
Yeah, well, one of the problems we face in the United States is that, unfortunately, there is a combination of an anti-science bias that people are, for reasons that sometimes are, you know, inconceivable and not understandable, they just don't believe science and they don't believe authority. So when they see someone up in the White House, which has a air of authority to it, who's talking about science, that there are some people who just don't believe that. And that's unfortunate because, you know, science is truth. And if you go by the evidence and by the data, you're speaking the truth. And it's amazing sometimes.
Well, you know, then you shouldn't have any problem defending the truth.
Gets people who are anti-vax.
Okay, listen to that, because I can't stand listening to that guy. Okay, you understand what he's saying here, right? You don't believe science. It's just science. When have they said that before? Well, if you don't want to take the vaccine because you're concerned about the risks, we're not going to talk about the risks. Yeah, they're there in the insert. They're there in the research. But if you do your research and you look at that and you say, well, I'd rather not do that, and I have a legal right of informed consent, you're just anti-science. You anti-vaxxers are anti-science. You people who don't want us to take over the entire economy because, you know, the world's going to melt down from unicorn farts, you are anti-science. You're climate deniers. You're denying our religion. No, we're skeptics. We're skeptics, as I've said many times. Science can stand up to scrutiny. Conventional wisdom in science has always led to falsehood. All advance comes from questioning science. Freedom comes from questioning authority.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, And I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality affordable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your affordable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there is a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless. And good luck.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. To the David Knight Show.
As we have the World Health Organization's chief, Tedros, the guy that Fauci vouches for his integrity, even though he's been investigated many times, for his lack of integrity, he has now declared, quote, a new and dangerous phase of the pandemic. And let me tell you what the real danger is. The danger is coming from this technocratic dictatorship or doctatorship. And I just played for you the clip of Fauci who's on a podcast called Learning Curve. It's a podcast of the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. And you heard him say, unfortunately, there's a combination of anti-science bias in people that just don't believe science. They just don't believe authority. I mean, when you got somebody in the White House, they're speaking from a position of authority, said Fauci. And that's right. And President Trump has left him in that position of authority. He has let him speak these rules of lockdown into the American public, creating fear of, by the public and giving a blank check to every pettifogging tyrant from the state house down to the city council all over this country. The only place where there's any freedom left is if you have elected leaders. This election is about one thing and one thing only. If you care about liberty, if you care about prosperity, if you care about the pursuit of happiness, if you want to declare your independence, you make sure that you've got good people at the local level. This is not a projection. This is not an analysis. This is an observation of historical fact, what we've seen over the last 100 days of this lockdown. And the fact that anybody who doesn't have someone at the local level who will defend their freedom is going to lose it. And so you better pay close attention to who is on the ballot in your area. You have to understand what the global agenda is. You know, the left has said for the longest time, think globally, act locally. Well, all politics is local. They're right about that. And so is freedom. It is local. And these people will abandon you to the Antifa mob. They will abandon you to the public health dictators who want to vaccinate you and dictate every aspect of your life. These unelected officials, these mobs running through the streets, they will control you unless you have good people at the local level or you stand together as a community. You know, we've seen some communities who have pushed back on the mob, convinced the mob that this is not the fight you're looking for. Go somewhere else. And that takes people in a community, essentially neighborhood watch, if you will. People who show up with guns and tell these rioting Marxist fascists, go somewhere else. You don't want this fight. And we have to say that to the state and federal public health dictators as well, because they are as much, I would say, a greater threat to your life and liberty than the Antifa mob, because they're organized and they've got a lot of money and power and privilege. And they have people with guns and uniforms, and they're very well organized. That mob is an organized mob, an organized criminal mob. It's been organized for quite some time, and you better understand where their agenda is and how you stop it. And the only way you're going to stop it is at the local level. You can forget about these federal elections, quite frankly. Washington is too compromised. It's not even, these people are just placeholders. They are placeholders. You elect Trump and you elect these congressmen. What do? They turn this over to the bureaucrats, people like Fauci, to run the country. Congress doesn't write laws anymore. They create bureaucracies. They let the bureaucracies write the rules, and they pretend that the rules are not laws, even though they treat them like laws when it comes to assessing fines and so forth. But of course, you don't have any protection against excessive fines. You don't have any due process. You don't have any presumption of innocence, because they say, well, they're not laws. They're rules, right? We're going to pass Obamacare, said Nancy Pelosi, so we can find out what's in it. Because the details, the devilish details, are going to be written by the bureaucracy. So the people that you elect, when you take a look at what happened in the Supreme Court, what happened in the Supreme Court? President Trump's pick just wrote transgenderism into the 1964 civil rights law. That's how incredible this is. And President Trump came out, used that as an excuse to vote for him. You want more of the same? You want another Gorsuch? Yeah, vote for President Trump. That's such an effective strategy to protecting your freedom. Forget about that. Forget about the Supreme Court. Tell them they can take their laws and they can do certain things with their laws when they come to your town. That's what it's going to take, folks. You either quietly go into this prison or you stand up at this moment in time. And you better start organizing locally. If you don't have a way to do that locally, you're not going to be free. It's just that simple. It doesn't matter who wins. The Republicans in Congress, President Trump in the White House, are nothing but pacifiers to be stuck in the mouth of people who ought to be speaking up and speaking out against this. But they got a pacifier in their mouth. Oh, look, President Trump is defending our freedom. He's there. We don't have to worry about this. And so Fauci says, yeah, they see someone in the White House that has an air of authority. The authoritarian technocrat, unelected, issuing in his dictatorship. And this is happening across the globe. A parallel. Okay, do you remember how offensive it was when Greece had a financial crisis and the European Union decided that they would stick in a technocrat, they called him, a technocrat. We're going to depose the elected government of Greece and we're going to stick in a technocrat, and he's going to tell you what your budget is going to be and so forth. Nigel Farage stood up and accurately said, here in Greece, where democracy began, the European Union has just shut down democratic representative government and put in an unelected technocrat to dictate to people. And yet that is what's happening with these health dictators everywhere. It's not former Goldman Sachs people who are being put in charge of our finances yet. That's coming. That's coming. But right now it's dictators, public health officials. And he says, oh, but it's just science. These are people who are anti-science because they're anti-vaccine or because they're anti-lockdown or because they're anti-mask. Well, as Technocracy News points out, the miserable pseudoscience behind face masks and social distancing and contact tracing. They say Webster's Dictionary defines pseudoscience as, quote, a system of theories, assumptions, and methods erroneously regarded as scientific. Oxford Dictionary clarifies, stating, quote, a collection of beliefs or practices mistakenly regarded as being based on a scientific method. The lockdown and the basis for the masks that they've been on every side of, and the rest of this, the pandemic, that is not a scientific method. I'm not going to go into it again, but I mean, I've talked to me even today. I mentioned the garbage models that they use. And of course, OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, plainly states that cloth masks, face masks, will not protect the wearer against airborne transmissible infectious agents due to loose fit, lack of seal, inadequate filtration. See, their story now, when they told everybody, you wouldn't want to see everybody going around with masks. Then they said, well, you know, we lied to you because we didn't have enough N95 masks. Well, I pointed out last week, N95 is not sufficient in terms of being able to filter out the size of the virus particles. But if it is, you're protected and I don't have to wear mine, right? But the thing is, he says, well, we had to lie to everybody because we didn't have enough N95 masks. Well, we all had bandanas and cloth masks and sandwich wrappers that we could put around our face because that's allowed in some places. We had all that stuff back then. Why didn't you tell us to do it then? Oh, but you're dictating it to us now. You're mandating it to us now. We got to have permission not to put a cloth mask, which is absolute nonsense, on our face. That's the escalation of this. It's not decreasing, it's escalating.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want by putting handcuffs on someone and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt
to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com. We're already into the latter part of June, and of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again. And already Fauci and the UN Bill and Melinda Gates criminal combine are telling us don't go to Trump rallies. Oh no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So, it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Bank of America's chief investment officer has said that there has been a staggering amount of money, a staggering number, over $18 trillion in global stimulus so far this year. It amounts to 21% of the world's gross domestic product. It's not just the Fed. This is a global plandemic. Here in the U.S. travel industry estimates that revenues will plummet $500 billion, $500 billion in 2020. Let's put this in perspective. The giant bloated Pentagon budget is $656 billion. The travel industry alone will lose $500 billion. How long can this go on? Why is it being allowed to go on? Why is this deliberate plan to destroy not only Main Street, not only the middle class, but all of America? Why is this allowed to continue? Pentagon budget, $656 billion. The travel industry alone will lose $500 billion. $500 billion. L.A. is increasing its ability to house homeless people. They're going to house 7,000 more homeless people by 2022. Because, you know, we're going to extend this pandemic for at least another year, says Fauci and Bloomberg and the World Health Organization. And so we're going to have a lot of homeless people, because this is what was planned all along by the UN with the UN 2030 agenda. But it's not them. The UN didn't do it to us. The Federal Reserve didn't do it to us. The technocratic elite didn't do it to us by taking away the jobs and replacing them with artificial intelligence or robotics. No, that's what's going to happen. But it was all done by the virus. The virus did it. The flu did it. Because COVID-19 doesn't have a fatality rate that is any worse than the flu. Than the flu. Call it what it is. The flu. Kung flu. Oh, that got everybody upset when President Trump said that. Well, you know, that's great. I'm glad that he says things like that. But it's about time he does something instead of just snarky remarks. Use the power of your office. You have a duty to do something about this other than just make snide remarks and tweets. Is this the beginning of the end for the dollar? writes Alistair McLeod. A banking collapse will be a game changer for financial markets, and we should then worry that the Fed has bound the dollar's future to their fortunes. The dollar could fail completely by the end of this year. No, you're going to need a lot more than 7,000 new homeless places in L.A. Against that possibility, a reset might be implemented perhaps by introducing the greenback, which is not the Federal Reserve bucks. The greenback is backed by dollars. You know, remember that thing, the Constitution? We had the U.S. dollar was backed by gold or silver. That's what they're talking about, the greenback. Any reset is likely to fail, however, unless the U.S. government desists from inflationary financing, which requires a radically changed mindset that's even harder to imagine in a presidential election year. Because now President Trump is competing with AOC and Bernie Sanders on universal basic income. That's the insanity of 2020. The performance of the S&P 500 since the 23rd of March shows a flood of money that is emanating from the Fed is fueling stock prices. It's also fueling prices of all other financial assets. So you have a central bank inflation. You have systemic issues that are being ignored. And he goes on to write this. He said the U.S. Treasury says that it still has over 8,000 tons of gold. If it's willing to drop its neo-Keynesian economics, its modern monetary theory, if you will, and its long-standing denial of gold's monetary function, America could reintroduce gold convertibility for the greenbacks. This would probably be as a last resort. It would renege on the Fed's balance sheet note. But they've gone to point out that China has been playing 4D chess. They're the ones who are playing 4D chess, folks. China has deliberately cornered the gold bullion market in plans that go back to the time of Ding. Back to 1983, the regulations on the control of gold and silver. The Chinese state accumulated sufficient gold for its strategic purposes by the time it then permitted its citizens to buy gold with the opening of the Shanghai Gold Exchange in 2002. A banking crisis in the coming weeks is an increasingly likely event given the scale of disruption to supply chains. The escalation of bankruptcies and of non-performing loans worldwide will almost certainly take the banking system down. It will be a watershed, a wake-up call to all those who expect a return to normality after the coronavirus passes. Let me tell you how bad it's gotten. It's gotten so bad that the Federal Reserve quietly, this is not widely reported, quietly the Federal Reserve, Powell, admitted to lawmakers this week that they're going to have to ration coins. They're going to ration coins because circulation of coins across the U.S. economy has ground to a halt during the pandemic. With the partial closure of the economy, the flow of coins through the economy is kind of stopped, Powell told lawmakers. Until the shortage is resolved, the Fed is taking the unusual step of limiting the amount of quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies. Pennies. So, think about this. While they throw $2.5 trillion out here, and then the next month they say, oh, we need another $3 trillion, and they've got another plan for even more before the election, right? Maybe $10 trillion by the time the election rolls around. Talking about buying votes. Now, who can pander the most to this insanity? While they're doing that, they're pinching pennies. Literally pitching pennies. All right, talk about pound. penny wise and pound foolish. About penny wise and trillions foolish. That's exactly what's happening. This is effective June 15th. It happened last week, and I'm just now seeing it. You probably haven't seen it at all. COVID crunch. Fed begins rationing coins as Americans hoard cash, is the Zero Hedge article. And here's what the Federal Reserve said. Temporary coin order allocation in all Federal Reserve bank offices and Federal Reserve coin distribution locations effective June 15th. And here we are the 22nd, a week later. The COVID-19 pandemic, said the Fed, has significantly disrupted the supply chain and normal circulation patterns for U.S. coins. In the past few months, coin deposits from depository institutions to the Federal Reserve have declined significantly. While the U.S. Mint is the issuing authority for coins, the Federal Reserve manages coin inventory and its distribution to depository institutions, goes the order from the Federal Reserve. And so they point this, and they said the Federal Reserve is working on several fronts to mitigate the effects of low coin inventories. This includes managing the allocation of existing Fed inventories. And consequently, effective last Monday, a week ago, June 15th, Reserve banks and Federal Reserve coin distribution locations began allocating coin inventories. You didn't know that. You didn't know that, that they're having to pinch pennies while they spend tens of trillions of dollars. This is the doublethink insanity of 2020, and it is bipartisan from the top to the bottom. And of course, it's just the virus. They have nothing to do with this insanity. They had nothing, you know, they had nothing to do with the fact that they were pumping in trillions of dollars into an obscure financial market called the repo market last fall. I talked about that. I said, look at this. They just put in $100 billion. You realize that's the gross domestic product of Puerto Rico? They put that in one day. A couple of weeks later, they were putting in $500 billion, which is equivalent to the annual gross domestic product to Switzerland, the 20th largest economy in the world. And all of that insanity happened before the COVID insanity of lockdown and the rest of the things that they did. David Stockman, who was a lone voice of sanity during the Reagan spending spree, said the Fed's unleashed speculation and malinvestment is on a biblical scale. And I couldn't put it any better. That is exactly what we're seeing happening. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to talk about what is happening in terms of the next stage of this plan, and that is the burgeoning race war led by Marxist surrogates of the globalists. Before we go to break, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some great specials right now. We have 70% off the 8-pack power stack, a set of natural nutraceuticals, very effective, very safe. There's products there to help you wake up and focus in the morning, products to help you relax at night. That is now 70% off the 8-pack power stack. We're also able to shorten our time for food, storable food orders down to 4 weeks. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it around your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci, that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all fraud. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone as positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the number's spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've got a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, coming up in this hour, we're going to talk about the racist slurs and the Marxist agenda, because that's really what is being rolled out now. And it is going to absurd and hateful racist extremes. You need to be very, very concerned when one group of people is singled out as being identified as the source of all evil. We've seen this game done before. The Nazis did it with the Jews. And now it's being done to white people in America. And you better understand where this is headed. You know, when we look at the statue of Lenin being unveiled in Western Germany, as I pointed out, Antifa showed you the flag. We probably still got it in the TriCaster there. 1932, Antifascista in Germany. And it goes back that far. The flag hasn't, they haven't even changed their symbols. They didn't have to get a new mascot. You know, they didn't have to change out Leprechaun or Aunt Jemima or any of that stuff. They still got their same logo, their same flag going back to 1932. They pointed out, Mark Hall told me he lived in Germany as the wall came down. He said they started getting very, very active, Antifa, as the wall came down, as they came into Western Germany. And now, 30 years after the communist experiment in Germany ended, and again, you know, they always want to say, well, it hasn't been tried. You know, we really haven't tried socialism or communism. Yes, you have. You took a country and you divided it in half. The same people, the same work ethic, the same abilities and so forth. You had East and West Germany. What did those two economic and political systems do? Well, one resulted in austerity, poverty, slavery, a surveillance state, the Stasi surveillance state. Take a look, if you don't remember that. Take a look at North and South Korea. Same situation. Another group of people. Cut in half. And South Korea and West Germany were some of the most vital of the economies in the world. And then their communist, socialist, Marxist counterpoints were the poorest and the most enslaved. And yet, now, 30 years after the wall has come down, the Marxist-Leninist Party of Germany has now managed to lift up a statue of Lenin. This was a statue that was created in the former communist Czechoslovakia in 1957. And they relocated now to a town in Gelsenkirchen. And the people in Gelsenkirchen, first it said, the council will not tolerate such an anti-democratic symbol in its district. All legal means will be used to block its installation. But later in March, the upper state court in Munster rejected an attempt to stop the statue, argued that it would impact a historic building on the same site. And so they've gone ahead. And this is what the Marxist leader who has erected this Leninist statue had to say. They had several hundred gather for the ceremony marked by fluttering red flags. You see, they understand there that red is not the symbol of the Republican Party. It is and always has been the symbol of Marxists and communists. And that's why the mainstream media decided that they would change the colors. They would call Democrats who embrace socialism and Marxism and communism now openly. It wasn't open before, but they said, well, let's see, we won't make them red. We'll make Republicans red and we'll make the Democrats blue. And all the Republicans in the mainstream media, the Fox News, oh, yeah, okay, we'll call ourselves red. We're red states. No, you're not. I hope. The time for monuments to racist, anti-Semites, fascist, anti-communists, and other relics of the past has clearly passed. Lenin was ahead of his time, a thinker of world historical importance, an early fighter for freedom and democracy. So your time of Western civilization is gone. Embrace your new overlord, Lenin.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You have a lot of radio stations and TV stations that don't carry the top of the hour segment. You know, sometimes they'll do a canned news service. So I'll just recap briefly what I was talking about. I want to talk about the racist slurs behind the Marxist agenda. You know, when you look at the Antifa flag, it is a black flag. It's not a black flag for Black Lives Matter. It's a black flag for anarchy. They'll use anything to get anarchy. And what they want is a race war for anarchy. And so behind that black flag of anarchy, the next stage is communism. That's the way these people always operate. And now, as they put up a Lenin statue, you know, the people in this town said, we don't want that here. It's got a legacy of violence, repression, terrorism, horrific human suffering, they said. That's what Lenin stands for. We don't want that up here. And they said, we will use every legal means to fight that. And so they appealed for their liberty. They appealed to a court. And guess what? The court said, no, you're going to put up the Lenin statue. Sounds like our court system, doesn't it? And then as they put up the Lenin statue, waving their red flags, the leader of the Marxist-Leninist Party of Germany said the time for monuments to racists, to anti-Semites and fascists and anti-communists and other relics of the past has clearly passed. Lenin was ahead of his time, a thinker of world historical importance, an early fighter in freedom and democracy. So what did he do? You know, we hear mostly about what Stalin did, Stalin's reign of terror. That was ignored and explained away, but it was ignored by the mainstream press here in America. New York Times didn't want to talk about it. The Washington Post didn't want to talk about it. The Democrat Party didn't want to talk about it. But even before Stalin's reign of terror, there was the Red Terror of Lenin, part of the Russian Civil War, and his intelligence service, the Cheka. Killed tens of thousands of people, just summarily executed them if they were political opponents. And a large number of clergy were summarily executed because, you know, if you are a religious organization, you are by definition an enemy of the state, the Marxist state. Just the Cossacks alone in 1919, the next year, they killed between 10 and 12,000 Cossacks alone. They executed eventually between 300,000 and 500,000 of a population of 1.5 million. So anywhere from a fifth to a third of the Cossacks were either executed or disappeared. That is the legacy of Lenin. And of course, what we see with universal basic income, where everybody gets, basically owns nothing, and you get a stipend from the government, and that's what's being instituted. In a bipartisan fashion, you've got Republicans as well as President Trump joining with the Democrats to push this Marxist plan that they call universal basic income. Oh, it's the CARES Act. They care so much for you. We had one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, and I went into it in detail last week. I talked about the three founders of Black Lives Matter. and their deep Marxist roots. Well, if you don't believe me, you can listen to it straight from her mouth. Let's play video clip number 5. One of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cullors. And she is giving an interview to a left-wing news organization. The Real News is what they call themselves. Now, they decided that they were going to patent the term Real News. We called this show when it began. It was called Real News of David Knight. Oh, no, you're going to have to take that down. They sued us over that. That's why this is called the David Knight Show now. And so here's the organization pandering to this black Marxist. Like I said, BLM, it stands for Blacks, LGBT, and Marxist organizations coming together. And here she is bragging about the fact that she is a trained Marxist. Video clip number 5.
From an elder of the struggle that some others share, that I've even shared as well, to be frank, is a concern about, in part because of the co-optation and the appropriation, that a more clear ideological structuring might be of some value here. But how do you respond to those kinds of, again, loving criticisms?
I think that the criticism is helpful. I also think that it might, I think of a lot of things. The first thing I think is that we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself,
oh, yeah, they do.
Alicia in particular, are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
Uh-huh.
We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
Okay, so they are trained activists, trained Marxists, she goes. And what she, the context there, as you heard from the very beginning of it, just prior to that, he was saying, well, you know, we're kind of worried this is going to kind of peter out because it doesn't have an ideological basis or a core driving it like Occupy Wall Street. And so he said, you know, do you have an ideological structure? Well, I understand your concern. So let me tell you, yeah, we do have an ideological structure and we are cohesive and we are Marxist, as if we didn't know. As if we didn't know. And, of course, what is their strategy? Their strategy is to divide, to use racism to forward their Marxist agenda. They always have to have a struggle. That is the plan. In Europe, when they were able to institute it, they had a homogenous people there. So what they did was they tried to divide them and successfully did. Divide them along economic lines. And so when it came to America, the early revolutionaries, like Bill Ayers and others, were struggling with that. They said, well, you know, people believe that they have economic mobility here, so that just isn't flying. So what we have to do is we have to have a racist-based revolution, not economics-based, but racist-based. And so that's when they began the white skin privilege. Started pushing that. And then they decided they'd be much more effective to not bomb buildings and to murder police officers. And, of course, Bill Ayers got away with that. He and his wife got away with that. They actually they had some people in their organization who went to jail. They raised the son of one of the Marxist anarchists, terrorists. He's now the attorney general of the district attorney in San Francisco. Surprise, surprise. And so Bill Ayers and his wife, Bernadine Dorn, went into education. And they were hobnobbing with all the people there in Chicago, but they had a national footprint. They pushed out this narrative of white skin privilege. They were very effective as you centralize curriculum and use the government institution of schooling as a means of creating and rewriting culture, rewriting history, but mainly rewriting culture. They were able to push their Marxist agenda along with their postmodernism and use that to get to where we are right now. And as I said at the beginning of the program, this story that comes out of the UK, at first, it looks comical. A Scottish man convicted of calling his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend a leprechaun. But he was then charged with racially aggravated offense. See, no matter how absurd the charge, using these kinds of hate speech laws is a very, very effective tool because it's not about hate. It's about controlling your speech. And if you can control speech and you can control the narrative and can control what people say, and if you can intimidate them, which is what we see happening all over social media, then they win. As Jonathan Turley pointed out, once a government starts to criminalize speech, you wind up on the slippery slope of censorship. Free speech appears to be dying in the West with the increasing criminalization of speech under discrimination, hate, and blasphemy laws. But of course, Jonathan Turley and many others like him who would speak against government censorship ignore it when you have private social media surrogates of the government performing the censorship, the intimidation, calling it hate speech. We're going to give examples of what they're doing as we see the history being toppled left and right.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there's a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say, at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her, and she said, "Get away 6 feet," and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I was just talking about how they're putting up the Lenin statue. They moved it from Czechoslovakia, where it was created in 1957, to a German town. They bought it, and the town did. They didn't want it, but the communists did. They got what they wanted from the judiciary, just like here in the U.S. And as we see, Washington, statues of Washington being pulled down, a Portland statue of Thomas Jefferson laying face down on the ground, Lenin is standing tall in Seattle. That's right. Standing tall in Seattle. Now, this particular statue was one that was removed out of Czechoslovakia. So Czechoslovakia doesn't want these statues, but the Marxists in Germany want it, and the Marxists in Seattle want these Lenin statues. And so you can have them. You know, back in 1989 was when the wall fell, and then you had an American who paid $40,000 to transport the Lenin statue to the U.S. They say that he didn't have any political affiliation, that he just wanted it for his restaurant, his Slovakian restaurant. But then he died the next year in a road accident. So it kind of sat around doing nothing until these people decided, hey, we love Lenin now. And so as you look at the, as this article from IB Times points out, the Black Lives Matter campaign has transmogrified into a desecration of American history and has gone dangerously close to the ideology that the country fought in the Cold War. It's not dangerously close. It is. And you have the Black Lives Matter people. I gave you their background. They're Marxists. They always have been Marxists. They're not even hiding it. They say they're Marxists, but the media doesn't want to say that they're Marxists. Don't call them that. You know, that's a, if you call somebody a communist, you're immediately dismissed as a conspiracy theorist. You know, as a John Birch Society supporter. You know what? The John Birch Society was right. They were right. They're right about what these communists are doing. They're right about the fact that we need to support the local police and not allow this to become centrally controlled. All these things are happening. That's the tools in which they make this happen. And so on Twitter, people started talking about the Lenin statue compared, you know, which now standing proudly, no marks on it at all. I mean, they even threw paint on a statue of Cervantes, the guy who wrote Don Quixote. Now, why do they hate him? Oh, because he represents Western civilization. Cervantes is essentially the Spanish Shakespeare. They revere him, just like the Germans revere Goethe. They didn't create as large a body of work, but, you know, the very, very important work, even in English. You know, Don Quixote has been an important metaphor, and just like Goethe's Faust, you know, somebody who sells their soul to the devil, a Faustian bargain. Yeah. And it still is a very powerful metaphor. Yeah. Anthony Fauci is the epitome of the Faustian bargain that President Trump has made. Nevertheless, as it began to trend on Twitter, you had an activist writer, Charlotte Clymer, responded to, as they put it, right-wingers, pointing out that the statue of Lenin is situated on private property, which he would not have agreed to, right? They pointed out the irony of that. But look, it's natural that she would defend that before being on private property because that's the way they defend Twitter censorship and YouTube censorship and Facebook censorship. Those technocratic elitists, those people who are the censor surrogates for the military industrial complex and both parties. And they've always operated that way. You know, when you look at, well, Twitter has not always operated that way. The social media has not always operated that way. It was a come on in, we're free. We're free speech. We're the public square. We're the free speech wing of the free speech party, right? That's the way they got everybody to come in. That's the way they built their platform. They made it free to use, and they let you use free speech, and then they dropped the hammer. But when I say that's the way that it's always worked, that's the way the Republicans and Democrats have always worked, because they have always used third-party private organizations to censor free speech in terms of political debates, even if you jump through the extra hoops to get on the ballot that they make for independent and third-party candidates. You're not allowed in the debates. And the people who decide that are a private organization, they say, that they will set up. On the national level, that private organization is filled with party apparatchiks from both of the mainstream parties. At the state level, it's frequently, as it was in North Carolina, a group of newspaper organizations and other press, broadcast press. And they would say, no, we don't want to have anybody but Republicans in there. And we get to decide that because, you know, we are private. That's one of the reasons why you have the conservative and libertarian think tanks like Cato Institute and Heritage Foundation, the largest conservative think tank, supporting censorship by the big technocratic elite, because they always supported censorship by the news organizations of political debates by candidates who had gone above and beyond what Democrats and Republicans had to do to get on the ballot. And so why not say, well, you know, it's private property, so we can put Lenin up here. After the Velvet Revolution ended in 1989, they brought that over. And so now you've got the mayor of Seattle, Ed Murray, telling a local radio station that while the statue can be troubling for many, it isn't for him, of course. It can also be seen as a bit of a joke. And guess what? The joke is on you. Remember the outrage when President Trump said back in 2017 when they first started coming after Confederate statues and so forth? And that was in the wake of Nikki Haley's crusade to obliterate Confederate symbols. President Trump said, is it George Washington next week? Is it Thomas Jefferson the week after that? Well, no, it took 3 years. He said, you have to ask yourself, where does it stop? Well, it doesn't. It stops when they stop America, because that's what this is really about. In San Francisco over the weekend, vandals toppled a statue of former President U.S. Grant. And it is necessary for the new American to put in parentheses here, who led the Union Army against the Confederacy during the Civil War. Because, you know, most people who go to school today don't really understand who Grant is. They know Lenin, so they're going to leave him alone. But anybody else that, you know, looks American some way, destroy that. Cervantes, maybe, you know, they're not really sure. They just put paint on him. But, yeah, it's necessary to tell people who Grant is. In the same park, the crowd took down a statue of Francis Scott Key, who wrote the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner. You have to understand, don't you, that, you know, the people who've been taking the knee to the national anthem, this is not about racism. It's about their hatred of America. They hate America so much. They hate the flag. They hate the national anthem. They hate the person who wrote the lyrics to the national anthem. And there in California, Santa Rosa Memorial Park, a fountain dedicated to Holocaust survivors was found toppled to the ground and broken in pieces last week. They said the fountain was part of a memorial created for the late Lillian Judd and her husband, Emil. Beloved figures in the local Jewish community who survived Nazi concentration camps during World War II. Nigel Farage was right. Black Lives Matter is the new Taliban. And these Marxists who say, well, you know, we're going to take down the forces of anti-fascism, anti-Semitism. No, they are the fascists. They are the anti-Semites. They're anti-everything. They're anarchists. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there is a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, so these fascists who call themselves anti-fascists, these anti-Semites who condemn anti-Semitism, they take down a statue of some Holocaust survivors who, the statue was put up to honor them by the members of the community in California. And then in San Francisco, they pulled down the statue of Grant as well as one of Francis Scott Key and spray painted the statue of Cervantes, who wrote Don Quixote, among other things. So why are we concerned about Francis Scott Key? You know, it's kind of interesting when you go back and you look at the history of the national anthem that these people hate so much. I mean, this has been the focus, the national anthem. Take the knee, you know, defy the national anthem, defy the flag, defy everything that is symbolic of America. It's kind of interesting when you look at that song. I always thought America the Beautiful should have been the song. It doesn't matter. They would have been destroying whatever the grave of, I think it's a woman who wrote America the Beautiful. I think she went up to the top of Pikes Peak, and as she looked out at the top of Pikes Peak across America, she wrote that. I like that. It's easier to sing. I mean, the national anthem is really, really hard to sing, and you can hear professional singers struggling with it. It was originally a drinking song to Anacreon in heaven. And of course, you know, if you're drunk enough, you think you can actually sing the national anthem. You got to be pretty drunk to think you can sing it. It was a tribute to Venus and Bacchus, the goddess of sex and the god of wine and drunkenness, right? And yet it had been used for, they'd rewritten the lyrics. They liked the tune, which is really surprising. They liked the tune so much that they had used it with a whole lot of sets of lyrics prior to Francis Scott Key back in 1798. There was a set of lyrics that talked about Adams and liberty. But it was the War of 1812 brought this story together. And let me give you a little bit of the background of this guy that is now hated and the background of the lyrics here that is so hated by Antifa. Francis Scott Key, mainly because of his religious faith, and this is the Encyclopedia Britannica's version of history, mainly because of his religious faith, Key was deeply opposed to the War of 1812. However, he served briefly in 1813 in a Georgetown militia unit, and he was present at the Battle of Bladensburg outside Washington, D.C. in August of 1814. Early in September 1814, after the British had burned Washington, they burned Washington. Remember that? They burned the Library of Congress, and Jefferson donated his vast collection of private books after that to begin the reestablishment of the Library of Congress. Yeah, books were very, very, very expensive back in that day. And it's like having a library of books is like having like being Jay Leno and having a garage full of rare cars. And so he gave that wealth up to the public, Jefferson did. Now, anyway, going back to this, they had burned Washington. Key was sent on a potentially dangerous mission to the British fleet near Baltimore to secure the release of his friend, William Beanes, a physician. The family and friends of Beanes had been unable to negotiate his release, and so they hoped that Key, who was by then a prominent Washington attorney, could negotiate a release. He got permission from President Madison to negotiate with the British for the release of the doctor. He also had Army Colonel John Skinner, who had arranged several exchanges of British naval officers, to accompany him. Riding on horseback, Key met Skinner in Baltimore September the 4th. The following day, the two men sailed under safe conduct flag on an American cartel ship. They soon entered into the prisoner exchange negotiations with General Robert Ross and Rear Admiral George Cockburn. Ross and Cockburn were swayed by the letters from British prisoners, and they agreed to release Beanes, but with one provision, that Key, Skinner, and Beanes not leave the harbor until the attack on Baltimore. The three men were put under guard on an American ship during the 25-hour bombardment of Fort McHenry, the main fort in the harbor that defended the city. In the early morning dawn of September 14th, when Key, who was an amateur poet, saw the American flag still flying over the fortress, it was a signal that the British had been defeated. And at that point, he began to write the words that would become the Star-Spangled Banner. Released from his brief captivity that day, he rewrote the poem in a Baltimore hotel. It was printed anonymously under the title The Defense of Fort McHenry. On September 20th, it was published by the Baltimore Patriot. It would become the U.S. national anthem more than 100 years later, 1931. Key continued his law practice. He also became involved in colonization efforts. He helped to found in 1816 and promote the cause of the American Colonization Society, ACS. It worked for decades to send free African Americans to a colony on Africa's west coast, which later became the country of Liberia. Now, this was something that a lot of people in Jefferson's day, Jefferson also supported this. Other people who said, well, what do we do? You know, Jefferson said, we've got with slavery, we have a wolf by the ears. What do we do? Many of them had a patronizing attitude towards slaves, as we see from many Republicans today. We can't let these people be free, you know, regardless of their skin color. We can't. We have to manage this for them, right? Now, they were wrong to do it, regardless of what their motivations were. Their motivations could have been good. I think they probably were. They wanted to free the slaves, but they said if we let them out, they're going to get recaptured or they're going to get brutalized or taken advantage of here in America. So the best thing we can do is we can set up a colony where they can be free. And, you know, in Liberia today, the descendants of those freed American slaves still rule that country. And so what they did was they repatriated them there. They felt that they would be the most free there. They would give them a start back in Africa where they would not be attacked because of the color of their skin. They called it Liberia. Now, he was also an early and ardent opponent of the slave traffic. Now, if you remember, in the early 1800s, that was the time that William Wilberforce, who was converted to Christianity, he was already a member of Parliament. When he converted to Christianity, he told his friend and mentor, John Newton, a former slave trader, someone who was himself a former slave. He was actually enslaved by some of the people who captured slaves in Africa, Muslims. But he escaped that. He eventually became a Christian, wrote Amazing Grace, and he told Wilberforce, he said, look, God is not calling you to be a minister. He's already put you in a position where you can do something. We have a calling. You have a vocation. That's what a calling means, a vocation, right? The two things are interchangeable. He said, stay in Parliament. You can do some good there. And he worked his entire life first to stop the slave trade, and that was no small thing. William Wilberforce had to go against the most entrenched financial interest in the British Empire to stop the slave trade. But he persisted, and he stopped the slave trade. And before he died, the slaves under British rule in the Caribbean were freed. And they did it without a war. They compensated the plantation owners there so it could be done peacefully. They compensated them for the slaves, and the amount of money that they spent was less than was spent on ammunition by the North in the War of Northern Aggression. So, nevertheless, because he did this, because he opposed slave trafficking, he also held slaves, just like Jefferson. But both of them were trying to say, how do we get out of this? That was the situation in the early 1800s. He came from a large slave owning family. They say he treated his own slaves humanely. He freed several of them during his lifetime. He provided free legal advice to slaves, including civil actions in which enslaved individuals petitioned for their freedom. And then he became a strong supporter of the Democrat Party. And I say we need to stop removing statues of Democrats. Except these are the Democrats that the Democrats hate. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. And we're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodide Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier at Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Story of Francis Scott Key, and of course you know the story of why they're coming after him. Again, they hate everything American, the flag, the song, the lyrics, the lyricist. They got to take down his statue, and of course it continues in New York. You have de Blasio, the mayor, and he's now appointed his wife to be the communist Marxist to head a commission on racial justice and reconciliation. This is right out of the African National Congress and that other Marxist, Nelson Mandela, that is so celebrated by the mainstream media and the Democrat Party. He was a Marxist. His wife, Winnie Mandela, going after her opponents, just like a typical Marxist. And of course, after that was all over, they had the committees on racial justice and reconciliation. I mean, they've already started with it right now. Remember, I've had on the leader of the Suidlanders, the people in South Africa, I talked to him and he said, he was a supporter of the ANC in the early days because he didn't like the racism of apartheid. He was a Christian, is a Christian still. And so he opposed that kind of racism, but he was not really aware of where the Marxists were coming. And of course, you know, Nelson Mandela was portrayed as a man of the people, a humanitarian, and not a Marxist. And now he finds that the guns are pointed at him and other white farmers. So the Suidlanders have, should get him on again to talk about this, but we're going right down that path. And we said it years ago, said, what is happening there and the murders of white farmers. Amazing. You talk about a fatality rate? COVID doesn't even come close. COVID is now a fatality rate that's like a usual flu. No, this is far worse than the violence you're going to find even somewhere in Chicago. And of course, it is racially motivated. Somehow that racial reconciliation thing just didn't work out. And they're coming for the land of the farmers. They're just saying, you know, we're going to kill the Boer, kill the white man, take his land. That's what the black Marxists are doing there. It's what the black Marxist is doing in New York. Shirlane McRae, the wife of de Blasio. The fate of New York City statues commemorating two of the nation's founding fathers will be decided by the wife of Mayor Bill de Blasio, this unelected Marxist. Of course, they did elect a Marxist, de Blasio. He was so excited to go to Cuba and meet Castro that he violated the law to do so. Very much like Bernie Sanders, who wanted to go on his honeymoon to the Soviet Union before it fell, just before it fell. De Blasio was enamored of Cuba's Castro. Anyway, so they're going to look at the statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson in this city commission that's going to be focused on racial justice and reconciliation, they say. De Blasio said this is exactly the kind of thing that this new commission needs to examine, you know, whether or not we're going to get rid of Washington and Jefferson. I think it's time to evaluate the entire look and feel of this city. And a commission that's focused on justice and reconciliation can really think about the bigger approach, and I'm going to charge them with that task. Now, his wife is black, a black racist. He himself is a Marxist. And his daughter is an anarchist. She was arrested at some of these meetings. And then she took her father to task, her white father. Again, she's got a black mother, white father. She took her father to task, said that he had white privilege. She doesn't have white privilege? Let me tell you what they've got. They've got political privilege. And they're going to use that political privilege for their Marxist regime. Every one of the members of that family are Marxists. George Washington's, the foundation there at Mount Vernon, his home, says we will lose the story of the United States if we don't honor George Washington. We will lose the story of the United States by failing to honor Washington, adding that without the founding father and former U.S. president, there would be no United States or U.S. Constitution if we fail to honor George Washington, because we understand him only as a slave owner. We will lose the story of the United States, for it will have no beginning and it will have no direction. And that is precisely why this is happening. It is not happening because of racism. It is happening because they want to erase. It is erasism. Erasing American history. We have rioters in Raleigh, North Carolina, tearing down two statues, leaving one of them hanging from a light post. These are Confederate statues, but it's not limited to the Confederacy. That was the fire that was lit by Nikki Haley from India. Contemptuous of American history. And now all it takes is a Republican to light that fire. All it takes is a Republican like President Trump to say, well, you know, just take the guns and do the due process later. And then the mob, the Democrat mob, runs out with a red flag law. Or you have President Trump say, oh, let's just do an Operation Warp Speed vaccine thing. And then they run with that. Or it takes Nikki Haley's, oh, we got to get rid of the Confederate flag because I saw a picture of a violent murderer who had a Confederate flag. So they're going to purge that everywhere. Now they're going after everything. Everything. They're even going after Teddy Roosevelt. Did Teddy Roosevelt own any slaves? No, he didn't. But they're going to remove his statue from the Museum of Natural History. Maybe they'll do it at night, like they've done a lot of these statues that they removed illegally. Maybe they can do it at night and tell people that Teddy Roosevelt rode off in the middle of the night at the museum. Let's play video clip number one.
Some men are born great. Others have greatness thrust upon them. For you, this is that very moment.
To see these statues do that to some of these 85 people. So you see, Night Museum. For those of you listening, Teddy Roosevelt, played by Robin Williams, rides up, freezes into a statue, and then as he goes up to take a closer look at him, he screams at him, scares him. But yeah, this is the moment of decision. And so in that moment of decision, Ben Stiller, like typical Hollywood sellout, says, maybe we should replace Teddy Roosevelt's statue with one of Robin Williams. Is he trying to buy some time from the mob, the cancel mob? Because, you know, Ben Stiller is in kind of a shaky position here. Yeah, Ben Stiller not only did a movie with historical figures and Robin Williams, and no matter how politically correct he tries to be, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes in there, a lot of history. That's pretty risky. He also did that movie, Tropic of Thunder. We had Robert Downey in blackface. Oh, yeah, you know, he's Ben Stiller is guilty by association with at least two movies that need to be purged. Let me tell you, what they're going to do with this is, this again is in New York, where they want to remove Teddy Roosevelt from the Museum of Natural History. Why? Well, you know, just because it's American history. It's natural history museum. But these people, these Marxists, led by de Blasio's wife, will be able to say, no, 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 we will be magnanimous and we will allow Teddy Roosevelt to remain. Meanwhile, we will purge Jefferson and Washington, which is what they're planning on doing all along. This will allow them to say, oh, no, we're very broad-minded. We'll even allow Teddy Roosevelt to stay. I tell you what, you know, it's we need somebody like Teddy Roosevelt right now in the White House. Instead, we've got somebody who he doesn't speak softly and carry a big stick. He speaks loudly and doesn't have any stick at all. folks, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the cancel culture is coming after To Kill a Mockingbird and Huck Finn. But we got to take a break right now. And before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have a new product. We took our Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine and we put it in a spray form. And you can now get that at an introductory special of 33% off. We also have $130 off of the Alexa Pure Breeze, a great way to freshen the air in your house. You know, when you shut up your house during the summer or during the winter because you're trying to keep it cool or warm, you get a concentration of gases. It can be outgases from concrete or carpet or fabrics. It could be something that is there from cooking. This is a great way to get dust as well as contaminants out of the air. Keep your air fresh inside, and you can now get that $130 off. It's very effective, very attractive, very quiet. Alexa Pure Breeze, now $130 off at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can order our storable food that is storable for up to 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. Even after you open it, you can reseal it for temporary use, but it'll stay there for 25 years. Make sure you lock in your supply and lock in the prices, because things are very, very uncertain at this moment. InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're already to the latter part of June, and of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again, and already Fauci and the UN Bill and Melinda Gates criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party. Black Lives Matter. All white people are evil. Mind control. Brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So, it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the next segment, we're going to talk about what Hollywood is doing in terms of purging history. We just talked about what New York City is doing. Got to get rid of Teddy Roosevelt. Maybe they'll get rid of Ben Stiller, or maybe he'll find some way to grovel before the PC crowd, and already he is. They say, well, okay, you take out Teddy Roosevelt. Let's put up a statue of Robin Williams. Is that okay? Is that okay? Am I okay with you guys now? You know, after doing a movie around Teddy Roosevelt that you want to ban, and after doing a blackface movie with Robert Downey Jr., can you guys leave me alone now? You still love me? You love me. You really love me, don't you? And, of course, yesterday was Father's Day. Go back to a Babylon Bee article from a few years ago when he had House Speaker Paul Ryan. And, of course, House Speaker Paul Ryan really wasn't any different from Nancy Pelosi, was he? Paul Ryan was blocking any kind of immigration reform. He was blocking the wall. He was keeping the foreign wars going. He was doing everything he could to obstruct President Trump, you know, kind of like Nancy Pelosi, except, you know, people were not as up in arms about it as they were Nancy Pelosi. You had a lot of people give him a break because he had a R behind his name. Big difference there, right? No difference at all between Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi. As a matter of fact, Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney were picked because they were going to push through Obamacare just in case something happened and Obama dropped dead or something. You know, they were there. They were still going to push it through, just like you had with NAFTA. They made sure that Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush, either one of them, were going to push that through. They've always got both sides covered, except when President Trump was elected. You had somebody who said he wasn't going to do that stuff. And then as he made some moves, he was checkmated on that with Paul Ryan. But going back to the story about Father's Day being updated, they're going to call it Toxic Masculinity Awareness Day. Doesn't sound like so much of a satire anymore, does it? Because, again, this was 3 years ago. It was just time, said then House Speaker Paul Ryan. A good sign that things are progressing in the right direction, but we still have a lot of work to do before all men everywhere do the right thing and hate themselves with the appropriate level of vehemence. The new initiative seeks to have all men wailing in the streets in sackcloth and ashes. The rewritten holiday guidelines suggest canceling any gift orders for cigars or plans to take Dad out for a steak. Instead, sit Dad on the floor in the living room and repeatedly shame him for being part of the problem, saying things like, take that money you were going to spend on a beard trimmer and instead donate it to women's rights. This isn't your day anymore. You got to do better. Hate yourself. Look, that's a satire. But let me tell you the reality, the sad reality. The postmillennial.com writes, the New York City school system is teaching my 10-year-old son that he is racist. Well, hang on there, because they're going to teach him that he's also sexist as well. At the direction of the school's chancellor, New York City public schools have taken the opportunity of the protests surrounding George Floyd's murder to teach fourth graders about systemic racism and white privilege. For my son, she said, who is the only white kid in the class, this is not a lesson that decreased racism, but one that verges on instilling it. That's right. White privilege has now become a racist slur. It's just that simple, folks. She goes on to say, for the kids who are Chinese, Arab, or whose families come from Mexico, Central and South America, the lesson on racism between whites and blacks was just another study session that came with right and wrong answers. They learned that the country to which their parents had decided to journey from their homes abroad was founded on racism. And because it is permanently ingrained, there's nothing that can be done about it. My son learned that he is perpetuating the problem of racism, that he doesn't even know how he's doing it, and that his whole family is racist, even if they don't think they are. I tweeted out the meme last week of a young white girl and said to tell her that she is a racist because of slavery is the same as telling this girl that she is guilty for Pearl Harbor. And that was a picture of an Asian girl. And you know, when I did that, I had somebody reply to me and said, "You have no boundaries, do you?" I said, "No, I don't. I support free speech."
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, you know, Huckleberry Finn has long been on the censor list, even though, when I read it, I thought it showed a lot of camaraderie between Huck Finn and the slave. I guess the Little Rascals are also going to be on the list because, you know, a lot of heavy-duty stereotypes there. Doesn't matter the fact that the white kids were heavy-duty stereotypes as well. But there's fat shaming. But, you know, on the other hand, they do show white and black kids totally colorblind, but they are engaged in radical behavior that today would get them taken away by CPS, put into a system where they would probably be sexually molested. But, you know, Little Rascals is what I watched growing up. I always aspired to do the kind of cool things that they did. But, of course, if your kids were doing that today, you would have them taken away. But they want to take away Huckleberry Finn. They want to take away To Kill a Mockingbird. Let's talk about To Kill a Mockingbird. You know, I've got a clip here of a lot of Hollywood people who are going to have a lot of splaining to do, Lucy, because you've got big A-list Hollywood people on record now saying wonderful things about To Kill a Mockingbird, which now has to be purged, according to the PC mob. They're going to have to do a lot of backpedaling because To Kill a Mockingbird, not only selected as one of the best films of all time, but it was also selected by the American Film Institute, AFI. They selected Atticus Finch as the number one film hero of all time. And let me play you some excerpts of that and what some of these people had to say, some of these actors who are now going to have to take that back. Video clip number 4.
Our courts are the great levelers. In our courts, all men are created equal.
Atticus Finch represents the good man in a world that is filled with prejudice and hatred.
Atticus Finch is the father of all time. He has a moral core to him.
Gregory Peck as Atticus fills me with pride of being an actor.
Gregory Peck, he is just walking charisma.
Gregory Peck's character is much more heroic than what it takes to just carry a gun and pop somebody.
He's such a strong force for good and for the good in man that you can't
be your worst person around him.
He in there, Mr. Finch?
He is. He's asleep. Don't wake him.
You know what we want? Get aside from that door, Mr. Finch.
Walter. I think you ought to turn right around and go back home.
The dignity of Atticus Finch.
Harrison Ford.
The purity of his motivations was what I was so impressed by.
My daughter was studying it, actually, in school, and she said, he's passive. And I said, is he passive, or does he just not tell people what to think and what to do? I said, it's almost like he's waiting for them to express the good in themselves.
In the name of God, do your duty.
The jury is really all of us who watch the film. And in that sense, Atticus Finch makes the case for humanity and tolerance, certainly as well as any figure that I've ever seen in modern American fiction.
Miss Jean Louise? Miss Jean Louise, stand up.
Your father's passed.
There's a voiceover at the end of the film where Kim Stanley speaks as Scout grown up. I was to think of these days many times.
Of Jim and Dill and Boo Radley and Tom Robinson.
And Atticus.
And Atticus.
It gives us a completeness, this little snapshot of childhood innocence.
He would be in Jem's room all night. And he would be there when Jem waked up in the morning.
Can't have that. Can't have a white man as a hero. Can't have a father figure as a hero. That's got to be purged. You know, you saw in that clip, you saw Atticus Finch standing down a lynch mob. But this is a lynch mob that's coming for Atticus Finch. Not for the man that he is standing guard over in the jail. This is a lynch mob that is coming for everything that America stood for. The humanity, the tolerance, the rule of law, anti-racism, anti-bigotry, anti-hatred. This is the mob that hates everything that is American. And I think this time they're going to get Atticus Finch. Didn't get him in the movie. This mob will. And you're going to watch. You just watch all of these big A-list stars that you saw there. People like Susan Sarandon, people like Harrison Ford and everything. They're going to ditch this movie like a hot potato. They won't stand up for this or any of it. They can, you know, they'll just go with the crowd. Wet their finger and stick it in the air just like a politician. Yeah, it's really sad when you look at this. And I've said this many times. To my wife, I probably said it on air here. You know, I give credit to Hollywood for films like To Kill a Mockingbird. I think it did far more to end racism and to change people's minds than any mandates from the government. I think the government took the wrong approach, quite frankly. They infringed on private property rights. Oh, well, don't want to do that if they're censoring people for political purposes, right? Oh, no, private property is essential when it comes to Google and Facebook and Twitter and so forth. Oh, don't want to touch that at all. And yet they didn't do that. See, it was really like the war on drugs. The war on racism was really one that had to be won with hearts and minds. And I think that some of the movies like that did a good job of changing hearts and minds, persuading people. Did a better job, quite frankly, I think, than the churches did at the time, to their shame. And yet, they're going to ditch that as well. Because this is not a time we want to embrace humanity. It's not a time when we want to embrace brotherhood or colorblindness or tolerance or free speech or the rule of law. All of those things must be destroyed. And that is what the lynch mob is coming for. Not coming for a black man, falsely accused. No, no, no. They're now coming for white American males falsely accused because of the bigotry of the accusers. That's really what is happening right now. You know, I said at the top of the hour, I read the Babylon Bee story. Father's Day updated to Toxic Masculinity Awareness Day. That pretty much is the issue now. That does speak to where we are. And that's an old article 3 years ago. That was what they were looking at. And this other article I talked about, the New York City school system is actually teaching my 10-year-old son that he is racist. And, of course, they'll be teaching that he is sexist as well. You know, the funny thing about that story was the woman who wrote it realized what was happening because it was a video conference. Isn't that interesting? Parents are now finally starting to realize the propaganda, the lies, the racism, and the hatred that is being taught to their kids as part of this institution we call schools. Don't ever mistake education for schooling. Schooling is a tool of government propaganda now. Has been for a while, but now there's no mistaking it. And some parents are seeing it because they're listening in over the video conference. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there is a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations, and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want by putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I just
I've been wanting to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuboforce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run.
That's right. Should they run our lives? Should they be the ones who are setting the tone for what is allowed and what isn't, what is canceled and what isn't? These progressives at the Ivy League colleges are the ones who are really taking the forefront of all this. The leaders at Yale, at Harvard, Princeton, Brown, Dartmouth, Rutgers, Williams, University of North Carolina, all of them, as Democracy Now! Pointed out 7 years ago, all of them are drenched in the blood of slavery. Maybe we should cancel them. At least cancel their names. You know, this is an article, podcast host, conservative commentator Kelly, proposed legislation that he calls the Strip University Credentials Act. For every American university like Yale, Georgetown, Brown, who are founded by slave owners, he calls it the Suck Act. Give them a taste of their own medicine. By the way, folks, I'm going to take some calls. I haven't done that in a while. So if you want to join the program, the number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 if you want to join the program. I got a little bit I want to talk about it more in terms of popular culture. It's not just getting rid of Harvard, Yale, and these other, you know, no problem, the fact they got Skull and Bones and all the other stuff that they've been, skullduggery they've been involved in. No. Let's cancel them because... you know, slave traders founded them. Elihu Yale, a successful slave trainer, trader. And now we've got Prince Harry is now backing a review of rugby fans because they sang the song Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Now, you know, this is just disgusting. And I'm really serious when I say what they're doing is they're actually canceling black contributions that I think are very significant. You know, when Disney canceled Song of the South, I think that was harming black people more than anything else. I mean, they may not have liked the demeanor of the actor that was singing, but, you know, he's very much like Louis Armstrong, the way he sang and acted. I mean, are they going to cancel Louis Armstrong now? And the fact that it was a tribute to stories that were created by a slave. Brilliant stories. Like I've said before, there was another slave that created brilliant stories like that. Aesop. Aesop's Fables. We don't know who he was. We don't know who Uncle Remus was. We know they were slaves. And it speaks to the humanity, the transcendence of individual humans, that even if they are in a position of slavery, they can make transcendent contributions to society. Enduring contributions. And that's true of black spirituals like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. This particular one, we do know who wrote it. Wallace Willis, a freed Oklahoma slave, has been associated with it. And because it was adopted by this rugby club, now it's racist. It's got to be canceled. Has very, very moving lyrics. I don't so much associate it with slavery and freedom as I associate it with Christianity, with a passing. I've had it sung at many a funeral that I've attended. And, you know, a very, very moving song, but now it has to be purged as well. You know, you look at the pictures of Aunt Jemima as they have them now. You know, very dignified black lady, has to be purged. Same thing with Uncle Ben. Got to be purged. And the original pictures of Aunt Jemima, again, as I pointed out last week, is based on that lady right there, who did a lot of good with her. Now, that's Hattie McDaniel. No, the previous picture was the actual Aunt Jemima. And it was a pancake mix before it was a syrup. And she was found, she was a freed slave, 1890. A freed slave. And she made a life for herself and was very successful making pancakes. And they did that to honor her. And so now these people are dishonoring her, in my opinion, by taking that away. Just to show you how silly it can be, Reason Magazine has an article talking about how Oakland is saying that they're going to investigate nooses that they found to be hanging in a park. And even after they find out that the nooses were exercise swings that were put up by a black man, they're still going to do a racist investigation. They said, we recently critiqued on Reason a Washington Post story about a blackface costume worn by an insignificant government contractor in 2018 Halloween party. And we called it a new and depressing low point in the annals of cancel culture. But now the AP reports that the white mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf, has opened a hate crime investigation after five ropes were seen hanging from trees in a city park. Schaaf and other officials say the ropes seem to symbolize nooses. And she told the press that the police must, quote, start with the assumption that these are hate crimes. But she knows that the ropes, sometimes described as straps or swings, were not intended to be nooses because the black man who hung them up made that clear. Victor Singby, who is black, told KGO-TV that the ropes were part of a rigging that he and his friends used as part of a larger swing system. And he shared video of the swing being used. Out of the dozen and hundreds and thousands of people that walked by, no one has thought that it looked anywhere close to a noose, he said. Folks have used it for exercise. It was really a fun addition to the park that we tried to create. It's unfortunate that a genuine gesture of just wanting to have a good time got misinterpreted into something so heinous. Oh, but it wasn't a mistake because, see, this liberal, just like Nikki Haley, is persisting. Just like Nikki Haley started the purge culture with Confederate flags, and that's going to everything. And now this liberal, Libby, what else would you call a liberal white mayor? Libby, the liberal. She's going to run with this. She's got a cause, and she's going to use this to promote herself and her hateful agenda of racism. She said, intentions don't matter when it comes to terrorizing the public. It doesn't matter if this black man didn't intend for those to be nooses. It looks like a noose to me. I'm going to treat it like a noose, and we're going to investigate it as a hate crime. Better be glad that it wasn't a white man who put that up, right? He'd be going to jail. She said, it is incumbent on all of us to know the actual history of racial violence, of terrorism, that a noose represents, and that we as a city must remove these terrorizing symbols from the public view. No swings allowed. No swings allowed. Yeah, if we allow this to continue to happen, we're all going to be swinging at the end of a rope, aren't we? You know, today, of course, yesterday it was supposed to be the Talladega race, first NASCAR race after they banned the Confederate flag. They had a plane somebody rented to fly over NASCAR, said, oh, you can try to ban the Confederate flag? Well, ban this. And the race was canceled because of weather, postponed till today. But we got Bubba Wallace, the lone NASCAR black driver, a guy who, by the way, is winless, never has won a race in NASCAR. His best performance was sixth place. He now says that he found nooses in his garage. Is this another Jesse Smollett case, or is this going to be a case of somebody putting up swings? Who knows? We'll be right back with your calls, 888-201-2244.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci, that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all fraud. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the numbers spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've got a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice. United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UN, WHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Up the phone lines here. We've already got some people that have queued up. That number is 888-201-2244. It's open lines. You can ask me anything. And the calls are all across the board on a variety of subjects. And we're going to get to them in just one moment before we do, so we won't be interrupted. I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, the specials that we have, because the products that we sell there are the sole way in which we are supported. Now, you can also donate to us directly on the site, but for the most part, what we do is we provide you products that are going to help you to prepare, not only for crisis in terms of storable food and things like that, but also to prepare your health so that you are in the best condition possible to support your immune system, to support other aspects of your health. And we got a lot of products like that. We have a new product, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. And we now have that in a new spray form. And for a limited time, we have an introductory offer of 33% off. That is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. We also have the 8-pack Power Stack, big discount off of that, 70% off. That is a that's 8 different natural supplements that are going to help you to wake up and focus in the morning and to relax in the evening. The 8-pack Power Stack is now at 70% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our storable food still available. We had to pull it for a while because the supply of food got so dodgy that it was so far out we didn't feel good about taking orders. We brought it back when it was, we had about a 2-month waiting list, and now we've gotten the waiting list down to about 4 weeks. So you can sign up for that. Make sure you lock in a price for food, as well as make sure that you have food available, because we never know what's going to happen. As I pointed out earlier in the show, we have people around the globe saying, we are going to stretch this out for another year, to 2021. We just had Key West saying that. Yeah, till 2021, we're just going to say that you're going to have a mask for another year. Well, you don't actually, doesn't do you any good, but they're going to continue this fraud for at least another year. And finally, we have the Alexa Pure Breeze, the air freshener for your home, $130 off at InfoWarsStore.com. So take a look at that. Take a look at the food. Don't be caught without food like a commutard in Chazistan. So let's go to our callers right now. Let's go first to Doug in Missouri. Thank you for holding, Doug. Go ahead.
Hey, David.
Hey.
Good to talk to you. I have a couple of things here that might find you interested in checking out. The guy that invented the PRC test, are you familiar with him at all, Kerry Mullis?
Yeah, I talked about that, how he said this isn't going to do any good for determining COVID-19.
Yeah, it's not even, he even said it's not to be used as a diagnostic test.
That's right. That's
right. And the interesting thing about him, he won a Nobel Prize for that invention in 93, but he was, you know, he came to him in the mid-80s when the AIDS virus was active. And so what I wanted to steer you to is there's a boxer by the name of, in our area up here where I live in this area that was a heavyweight champion. I'll think of his name in a minute. And he, at the time, that they thought blood was the main contaminant from spreading the HIV virus that caused AIDS. Well, in the mid-90s, after he had beat George Foreman, and then he lost to Razor Raddick, they started testing boxers. And if you came up with an HIV, you know, with that test, they were using that as an HIV test. And so they tested positive, and they joined boxers from boxing.
Wow.
And so as it turned out, it basically ruined his career. He was banned for 10 years. And finally, the Nevada Gaming Commission just basically just said, okay, you can go back to boxing. Well, him and his wife both were really antagonized about that because they knew he didn't have HIV.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward, he's had a lawsuit against that gaming commission for a number of years. And finally, last fall, they just agreed to hear this case. So the significant thing about that is if Kerry Mullis says that's not to be used as a diagnostic test, his whole test was a false positive. And when they retested him later, he tested negative 3 times for it. So this is what's going on with the majority of these tests that are out there.
That's a great story.
And, I mean,
that's a great story. That's very important. And, you know, Fauci was there at the time. And, you know, we're supposed to just bow down to his authority because, you know, he speaks for science and you don't question it. And science never changes, right? And we've seen, as you pointed out, you know, we've had a lot of mythology about HIV that has turned out to not be true. And Fauci was there during all of that. As a matter of fact, I reported AIDS activists who were going to meet with the NIH and going to meet with Fauci. And one of the guys told him, said, look, this guy is a snake charmer. He will tell you anything. He will say anything. And then he will stab you in the back. And, you know, when we look at this PRC test, it can detect the presence of something, but it's not to be used, as you point out, for diagnostics because you can't tell concentration of it there. And of course, like any test, it can give you a false positive. What are going to be the consequences for us? Well, of course, you know, if you get flagged as positive, that means that they're definitely going to lock you up and lock you down unless you get a vaccine or do something else that they demand. You know, hop on one leg with a mask, whatever they say, right?
Well, what you might want to do, there's a couple of interviews of this Curry Mullis. He died in 2019, but he didn't give a lot of interviews. It's by Celia Farber, and she goes into what a test meant to detect a virus, and it goes in to explain why that he never intended to be a diagnostic. It's a research tool. It's what it was designed to do.
Yeah,
period.
That's right.
Curry got sideways with, the NIH and Fauci for this reason, and they tried to discredit him, but he said, well, now that I have the Nobel Prize for my invention, they can't just throw me out the window. And so he had some other people supporting him. So what they used to do before that, if anybody challenged them and didn't have the credentials like he did, then they would do a number on him. Peter Duisberg was another one that never believed that HIV gave you AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people that were the protagonists never believed that that's how you actually physically got it. And then there's two other doctors, Dr. David Crow, and then there's a Dr. Resnick that's basically saying the same thing. And Resnick said that if you want to take a test that's going to ruin your life, take that test.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It was Tommy Morrison was the boxer.
And we've already talked about how people get falsely flagged for something. It bothers me. I will not go in a restaurant around here if they have to take my temperature because I don't want to get flagged. I turn off my phones if I go into a restaurant because restaurants around here in Austin, they're supposed to keep a log of the people who were there and when they went in and so forth. And I don't want to get flagged and scooped up in some kind of a quarantine thing. This is really, really dangerous what we're seeing here. And that's good. I'll pull up. I've talked about Curry Mullis. You know, John Rappaport was on this at the very beginning. At the very beginning, he was talking about how bogus the PCR test was. And I wasn't aware of this story about the boxer. That's a great follow-up. I'll do that.
Yeah, Leonard Horowitz was the first person I came across with the AIDS, Ebola, and Emerging Virus book that got me aware of this in the mid-'80s or 90s, whenever. I think it was published in the 90s. But he mentioned Peter Duisberg in that book and, you know, all the varieties of things. But Horowitz.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, I'll throw in here while we got just a short time, and then we'll get to the other callers when we get back from the break.
Okay.
We're talking about HIV. We're talking about Fauci and so forth. Remember, he's pushed remdesivir, that drug from Gilead. He pushed it for HIV, and then they said, no, absolutely not effective, and it's dangerous, got high, you know, a lot of side effects, very expensive. He pushed it again with Ebola. Again, they eventually came back and said, it's not effective, it's very expensive, a lot of side effects. And now he's out there again pronouncing it as the standard of care for COVID-19, even after his pal, Tedros, at the World Health Organization, pulled down a study from the Chinese, a Chinese study showing that it was not effective. He pulled that down, and then in a week, Fauci put up his own study that wasn't reviewed, pronounced it the standard of care, and then you see that stock price of Gilead go up. Don't tell me this guy doesn't have some kind of connections in the background. That's what Attorney General Barr ought to be looking at. That's what President Trump ought to be looking at. This guy needs to be discredited as a fake scientist. And he needs to be fired, and I think he needs to probably be jailed. Go back and take a look at his connections to Gilead. Thanks, Doug. We'll be right back with more callers. Stay with us.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about. Not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there is a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations, and he is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, by putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they've set a lot of criminals free in New York City. The headlines of the New York Post says, firestorm, after they shut the courts down because of COVID-19 and let the criminals run loose in New York City, they're now having one person shot per hour over a period of time, they reported on. They call it a gun pandemic. This is not a gun pandemic. This is a government pandemic, a pandemic based on Democrat policy, called a thug pandemic. That's what they've done. They released the thugs, locked down other people, and release the people out of prison, you know, because it is for your own safety. But we got a lot of callers on the line. I don't have to do a plug this segment. I did last segment. Hopefully we can get through everybody. We got Marvin in Colorado, Phil in L.A., Jared in Texas, Mike in Virginia, Eric in West Virginia. So let's get right to Marvin in Colorado. Go ahead, Marvin. Thank you for holding. Okay, we just lost Marvin. Okay, let's go to Phil in L.A. We might get through all these callers as it is. Phil in L.A. Go ahead, Phil.
Hi, David. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm a 50-year-old Gulf War veteran, and when I turned 45, my immune system went crazy. I had problems where I could have absolute fatigue. I could sleep all day. Mm. And I have, like, asthma if I go out around dusk time. I start to feel like I'm coming down with the flu, and I have trouble breathing. So I went to my doctor, and they told me that I shouldn't wear a mask because of blocking you know, the airflow. And the doctor also says that it's more than likely Gulf War syndrome, which I probably got from the vaccines they gave us prior to deployment.
Yes. Yes.
So I digress about my call. I found a way to get around not having to wear a mask in California. The California Department of Public Health put out a guideline on Thursday when they said everyone has to wear a mask. It specifically says that you're exempt if you have a medical or a mental condition. And all you have to do is I went to a Vons in Pasadena, which is really, really Nazi about coming into wearing a mask. And they said, the law says you can't, you have to wear a mask. And I very kindly told them, I was very, you know, I didn't like say, I'm not going to wear it. It's my constitutional right. It was very calm. And they said, I have a medical condition and I'm exempt from wearing it. They went and got the manager. The manager came out and I explained, I just have a medical condition. And she says, well, we'll let you in, but you have to be careful because if someone yells at you and gets mad because you're not wearing your mask, we're not responsible. And all I did was, and I said, that's fine.
Get your little flag like they're doing in the UK and say, you know, I've been cleared. I see I've got a doctor's permit. I got a note from my doctor. Yeah, but that's not going to help you with a cancel mob, is it? Go ahead.
It's not, but all you have to do is go in and say, I have a medical condition. And then somebody behind me who was coming in says, oh, I got a medical condition too. And just goes walking in with no mask. And you know, if everyone did that, no one would have to wear the mask.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Or if we all just stood up to them. See, I have a psychological condition, Phil. I have what they call oppositional defiance disorder. They actually have a disorder for that. It's called odd. They think I'm odd because I defy arbitrary orders. I love medical advice. I'm willing to take medical advice. I read about medical advice all the time. But I refuse to take any medical orders from a non-elected person who has defined the Constitution. And so that's my mental condition. That's my excuse for not doing this. And I think we all need to adopt that odd stance and be the odd man out. That's great. Thank you, Phil. Let's go to, let's see, next we've got Jared in Texas. Thank you for holding, Jared. Go ahead.
David, can you hear me?
I got you. Go ahead. Thank you for holding.
All right. I just want to make a couple points real quick.
Okay.
First of all, you talk a lot about it. This, everything that's going on, this is a spiritual problem.
Yes.
It is purely a spiritual problem. And I would like to rebuke every person who calls herself a Christian and let these things go on and keeps voting for the same kind of people, keeps allowing these things. They want to go along to get along. All these churches that get on the internet and, oh, please watch our live stream. How about get in your Bible? Remember who the authority is of the universe. You are created in the image of this authority. And you have the authority over your own body, but you also have the responsibility to stand up to these things.
That's right. We're not called as Christians to live safe, quiet lives in a closet. We're called to do what God tells us to do, regardless of the consequences. We leave the consequences to God. I've talked about this in the past. You know, we got some of these pastors that got a lot of different, the spectrum is across the board. We got some people who say, well, you know, I'm concerned about this and I don't want to be responsible for somebody getting sick and the government is telling me this. And so they're really not very well informed. Then you got other people who will say, you know, I have rebuked this spirit and I defy this and, you know, and I'm not going to get sick. And some of them have gotten sick. But I take the position, and I said it from the very beginning. I said, I think we need to approach this like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were told, if you do not do this government order, we will throw you into the furnace. And they said, well, you know, God can save me from that. But if he doesn't, I'm not going to obey you. I'm going to obey God. That's what we are called to do as Christians. And if the Christians would stand up to this and show moral leadership, that's why I said we got to have leadership from the Christians. We got to have leadership from the cops who are going to stand up to unconstitutional orders. And if we don't have leadership from those two factors, we are really in trouble. But we have to do this individually as well as collectively.
That's right. My other point is we need to learn from all these Marxists We need to start taking over acronyms. We need to start pushing back against these people. I'd like to see something like the ROTC, the Republic of Texas Constitutionalists. We need to take words. We need to go back. I got another one, too, and it's just kind of a joke, but chingos, you corporate harlots and non-official statism. We don't need to call them rhinos anymore. We need to call them chingos, and everybody from Texas knows what chingo is. So,
well, yeah, they always use language, don't they? And they always take the high ground by picking the terms and co-opting other people's terms. You know, liberal used to mean somebody who supported individual liberty and a free economy. And then the socialists took that over because they liked that label. And so I think what we need to do is when they come out with this invented label of white privilege, we just need to repeat and say, stop the racial slurs, because that's really what it is. We need to just get in their face and not let them use these terms as weapons against us. Thank you, Jared. I want to get to the other callers here before we run out of time. Let's go to Mike in Virginia. Thank you for holding, Mike. Go ahead. Mike,
hey,
are you
Dave.
There?
Hey, this is Mike. Hey, Dave.
Hey.
This is Mike from Arlington, Virginia. You're great, sir. Keep doing your thing. I think you're one of the best people on the radio right now. You have a rational point of view. You made really great points. Keep doing your thing. But
thank you.
I met your whole InfoWars team at CPAC event. It was awesome. Great people. Harrison, Owen, Millie, awesome crew. I have a few points here. One point is, I'm from Northern Virginia. I know these people from Montgomery County are trying to spread this stuff all around the country. There's some really creepy, insidious things going on in that county. I just got to bring up that point. So Fauci, that whole plan, we got to ignore it. We have to move forward. We have to think positive. But I interviewed for this company, Moderna, in Boston as a software engineer. These are creepy people, man. These are just creepy people. We want to stay away from them. We want to, stay on the path of Jesus, keep going forward. But all I got to say is, These cities don't vote conservative, conservative anyways, right? We have a few months to go. Just let them burn, Trump needs to focus on his base. He needs to take the David versus Goliath view against the globalists, focus on Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, because those could, potentially flip blue. Texas, these other states, Virginia, Minnesota, New Hampshire, they're so close to flipping red. But you know what? We got to focus on now, because in 4 years, all these states are going blue, and it's sad. But,
I think when you look at what is happening in Chazistan, West Chazistan, which I call it, I just think let it go down. And President Trump has wisely said that as well. It's an example to everybody else. And I think we need to do what President Reagan said. We're going to transcend these people. We're going to let them go down their plan and see how they turn their society into total anarchy. And just move on from that and make sure that we don't let that happen in our individual society. We've only got about 50 seconds left, but I want to give that to Eric in West Virginia, who is a retired police officer. Thank you for holding, Eric. Go ahead.
Hello, David.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, you may want to speak with me off air.
Okay.
I had a court case which went all the way to the Supreme Court, became a landmark decision in constitutional law. I worked in a large eastern city, the ghetto.
Well, hang on, because we are out of time, and I do want to talk to you on air. Maybe we'll get you on tomorrow, too, but I at least want to find out what you've got to say, and that's all the time we've got, folks. Hang on, Eric. I do want to talk to you off air. Thank you, everybody else, for listening, and we'll keep Eric on the line. That's it for today's show. Thank you.